With Montana News, I'm Sophia Stewart Rossi. The state health department wants to resurrect a ban on flavored e-cigarette sales in Montana. A temporary ban enacted late last year expired several months ago. The agency now wants to permanently ban the sale of almost all flavored e-cigarette products. Some Montana vape retailers are vowing to push back hard on the idea. Edward O'Brien reports on what may wind up being the next legal battleground between those retailers and the administration of Governor Steve Bullock.
It seems like a really long time ago, but it's only been a few months since vaping-related lung illness gripped the nation's headlines. The Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention national and state data show THC-containing e-cigarette or vaping products played a major role in the outbreak, but according to the CDC, there wasn't enough evidence to rule out that chemicals played a role. The global COVID-19 pandemic overshadowed that story, but state health officials say their concerns about vaping either THC or standard vape juice are as urgent now as it was then. They say too many teenagers are vaping and getting hooked on nicotine in the process. Nicole Ani with the state health department uses the word epidemic to describe the issue.
30% of Montana high school students use e-cigarettes. That's compared to only 5% of Montana adults who use e-cigarettes.
Ani manages the state health department's tobacco use prevention program. The agency says an estimated 22,500 Montana middle and high schoolers currently vape. According to the state health department, the rate of high school students reporting frequent vaping has grown 243% since 2017.
So flavors are a huge reason why kids are starting to use these products.
Vaping's popularity among young people is not unique to Montana. Four states with similar concerns recently enacted bans on the sale of flavored vape products. Last November, Massachusetts became the first to roll out restrictions of all flavored tobacco products, including menthol cigarettes. New York, New Jersey, and Rhode Island followed suit this year with bans on the sale of flavored e-cigarettes. Governor Steve Bullock's administration this week announced its intent to make Montana the next state to ban almost all flavored e-cig products. Tobacco flavoring will remain available, but retailers say it's not a big seller. The proposal is being applauded by health officials and excoriated by industry businesses.
I have a legal product in the state of Montana, a product that helps people. I am not going to stop selling this product.
That's Deanna Marshall. Marshall and her husband, Ron, own Freedom Vapes, an independent e-cig retailer with stores in Bozeman, Belgrade, and Hamilton.
They can find me, arrest me, whatever they have to do. I'm going to keep selling it, and we'll go to court then.
It wouldn't be the first time the Marshalls and the local trade organization they belong to, the Montana Smoke-Free Association, have squared off against the state health department. They sued last fall to block the Bullock administration's temporary ban on flavored vaping products. A district judge eventually upheld the ban. Deanna Marshall is the Smoke-Free Association secretary, but this week only spoke on behalf of her business. She says she's prepared to challenge the state all over again.
You got to do what you got to do so that I can keep a 95% healthier product or safer product on the market for people who don't want to use deadly tobacco anymore.
E-cig advocates claim vaping nicotine leads to far safer health outcomes than smoking traditional cigarettes. They call it harm reduction. Montana's vape retailers say they don't sell to kids, and the vast majority of their legal adult customers vape to kick the smoking habit, adding that fruity or spiced flavorings help them steer clear of cigarettes. But the state health department's Nicole Ani says far too many of these products still wind up in children's hands.
We know that youth who use e-cigarettes are four times more likely to go on and use combustible cigarettes in the future. While retailers may be responsible, that's not enough to stop the tobacco industry from targeting youth with enticing flavors.
Health department officials say the agency has the authority to create and enforce rules regarding public health issues. They add the risk to kids is so high they can't afford to wait to run the proposal through the legislature when it convenes in January. Freedom Vapes Deanna Marshall counters that the health department does not have that rulemaking authority. She says the proposal wouldn't stand a chance in front of state lawmakers. The proposal to permanently end flavored e-cigarette sales in Montana is described by the American Cancer Society as a, quote, good first step, end quote. Kristen Page Nine of the Society's advocacy affiliate, the Cancer Action Network, says it's time to ban the sale of all flavored tobacco products in Montana. The group also recommends prohibiting
e-cigarette use wherever smoking is prohibited. Our Clean Indoor Air Act does not prohibit that at this time. Significantly increasing the tax on all tobacco products. We know our youth are the most price sensitive.
The state health department will take public comments on the proposal to permanently ban the sale of flavored vaping products during a virtual hearing July 16th, as well as by mail, fax, or email through July 24th. Those details can be found on our website at mtpr.org. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.